Sandman. Good morning. How are you doing?
Very well, Reinhardt. Good morning to you too.
Hey nigger. Hey German weirdo. What's up? Are you teaching him how to eat KFC with watermelon? Ha ha ha.
Fuck you. I think Reinhardt is mastering English.
Sandman, would you like some grape drink?
Hell yeah boy, you know I want that drink, nigger. Moonman, you know I want that drink, nigger.
Well shit. He does seem like he knows a lot more now.
Moonman, looks like big penis.
Holy shit, you taught him to diss too? This is actually pretty funny.
Moonman, Sandman is gonna put you in his little honky storage.
Not cool. There is no dead honky storage. Only dead nigger storage, and you know you have to watch out for the old nigger man. The one I told you about in that bedtime story.
Bedtime story? You know, it's late. Why not tell us another story, this time about dead honky storage?
I like this idea.
Okay, okay. Here we go. This story is called Dead Honky Storage.
There was once a son, he was a nigger, but not the kind of nigger that makes you want to commit mass genocide.
Moonman.
Moonman. Stop.
Don't fucking interrupt me. As I was saying, he was actually a cool nigger who didn't make the KKK want to cut off his nigger penis.
Stop with that.
Okay, KK. So, the son was walking through the forest at night to clear his mind of all the grape drink, watermelon and KFC he ate. He came across a sign and an old, friendly-looking black man was standing by it. He said to the son, "Did you see the sign that says dead honky storage?" The son said, "Yes, I see it." The old black man replied, "It says dead honky storage for a reason. It is not a good place, and my family wouldn't like it." The son cocked an eyebrow. "Why would you and your family not like it?" The old black man took off his mask and said, "Because I'm a honky." The son screamed. The old honky man shot cracker lasers at the son. Nobody knows what happened after. Some say the son was killed. Others say he was turned into a honky. But he was never seen again. The end.